Hello and welcome back to Fantasy Nuts UK. Tonight I am joined by, well today actually, I am joined by Mike Bland, who is one third of the Fantasy Front Office. You can get them on Twitter at the FF Office. And this is the What's Next series. And today we are here to talk about what is next for Calvin Ridley and his teammates on the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Mike, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, grand. Yeah, can't complain. Looking forward to the warmer weather that's going to be coming next week when I go back to Brazil. So I've had enough of this cold here.
A month at a time is enough of the cold, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't blame you. But we're known in our group chat for getting into little heated debates sometimes. And we have a lot of fun, though, discussing different scenarios, players, etc. But the return of Calvin Ridley, and one player we actually both agreed on last year for redraft and best ball at least was the tight end on the Jags, Evan Engram. Yeah. He's one of the top free agent tight ends after a nice season in Jacksonville last year. Became a reliable outlet for Trev, didn't he? He ended up the tight end 5 in PPR. But do you see the Jags bringing Engram back or not?
It'll come down to money. The Jags obviously want to bring him back. He's a good fit in their scheme. He understands, I think, as well that they're a good fit for him. But it will come down to money. And if they can get the deal done, then both parties will want to keep the relationship together. But I imagine Engram, you mentioned he's one of the top free agents in the tight end market. I would argue he's one of the top receiving free agents overall, because yeah, the wide receiver market is not a good market. And also this wide receiver class coming in there's no stars that we've had the last couple of years with Jefferson, Chase, etc. So Ingram's in a good spot in a weak free agent market and a weak wide receiver market, because he is a wide receiver that plays in the tight end position.
Yeah, pass catching in general, isn't it? And last season didn't do his stock no harm. It was the Engram we seen, 4 or 5 years ago in New York?
In his rookie year, yeah, when everyone around him in New York was injured and he was basically last man standing. He wasn't pretty efficient, but it was just a case of needs must for the Giants. He was the only real healthy receiver they had.
Yeah, even with the Jags last year, obviously, they signed Christian Kirk to that big money deal. They brought in Zay Jones as well, who was like the wide receiver too. But if Engram was to move on, if he's warranted that much of a payday that it ain't going to be Jacksonville, where would an ideal landing spot be that would sort of see that tight end one value for fantasy football?
I think looking at available cap for teams, and an obvious team that doesn't have a tight end at the moment, and is a team we're going to discuss on another episode, is the Houston Texans. They're going to draft a rookie quarterback in this draft from the number 2 spot. And we often see with rookie quarterbacks that they kind of tend to lean on a big tight end across the middle of the field. And he would probably be a decent fit there. Now, the Texans have hired the pass game coordinate from the 49ers to be their OC. So we're going to have a little bit of that Kittle. You would imagine, you don't know for sure, but you would imagine it's going to be similar to the 49ers offense in the way that they use the tight end as well. So while Engram is not Kittle as a receiver, you know, he's not a bad substitute, and he'd certainly be a big friendly target for a rookie QB coming in. So it wouldn't surprise me if he does hit free agency, if the Texans are not a team that are interested in him.
Yeah, I mean, Brevin Jordan was drafted there, a couple of other guys, but we'll get on, we'll talk about them when shaking your head. I think anyone who watches this YouTube video will know what that episode's going to be like. But let's talk about Ridley. It's what we're here for. And to me, this offense as a whole is going to be going places. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence stepped up the back end of last year once Doug Peterson sort of got it going how he wanted it to go. And obviously, he utilized the tight ends so well in Philly. But Calvin Ridley joining, I mentioned Kirk and Zay Jones. Kirk was wide receiver 14, first season, over 1,000 yards. Zay Jones, wide receiver 24, so the very bottom of the barrel, wide receiver 2, obviously from weeks 1 to 17. But do you think it can become like a bit of a triple-headed monster like the Bengals with maybe Zay Jones taking that little drop off? Or what do you see going forward with Ridley in the mix?
Well, I would definitely see Zay Jones out of him and Kirk as the one to lose out, because Ridley and Kirk kind of play two separate positions. Ridley's an outside receiver. Kirk pretty much just always lines primarily from the slot. Obviously, the Marvin Jones, I don't know if he's a free agent, but he's going to be phased out either way. But one of the criticisms of the Jaguars last year is that they had no deep threat. And I think that's what they've brought Ridley in for. So Marvin Jones had the highest A-dot of the three main receivers there. It was at 13.1 yards. But, you know, he's not the Marvin Jones of old, so he was pretty inefficient with the targets that he did see last year. Only had a yards per route run of 1.19. So I think Ridley is going to fill that role that they had Jones in last year, as a deeper threat down the field to stretch the field. And he's going to be better than what Jones was, obviously, in that role. And that kind of meshes with Zay Jones, whereby he will probably lose a little bit of his 22% target share that he had this year. I wouldn't be surprised if that dipped under 20% next year. Marvin Jones had a 14.5%, so there's still, you know, that's a good chunk of the pie that's Ridley's going to start with. And then between the two, they're kind of going to split it. And I would imagine Kirk pretty much stays where he is. He was at 23%. Between Zay Jones and Calvin Ridley, they're going to split that role outside.
So obviously, Ridley hasn't played since 2021. He had his mental health issues and then he got banned for a year. He still hasn't been reinstated, actually. But what are your thoughts on him purely for, well, let's do Dynasty first and then for next year?
Well, we can kind of roll it all into one, because drafts have started already. And I've seen him go in the third round in best ball drafts. Now, I think people just are forgetting about how bad Ridley was in the 2021 season. Like, he wasn't good. 2020 was his breakout season, where he was really, really good. In that year, he had a yards per route run of 2.5 yards. 2021, that dropped to 1.45. His yards per reception was 14.1 in 2020, dropped by 5 yards in 2021. And that coincided with his average depth of target from 14.6 down to 9.7. The funny thing was, he saw a lot shallower targets, yet his catch rate, his completion rate, dropped by 7%. Now, the balls deemed catchable were at 77%, which were the same as when he had his breakout season in 2020. So he was still seeing the same quality of balls, shall we say, albeit at a much shallower depth, but he wasn't efficient at all with them, let's be honest. He was pretty bad, but people just seem to have forgot that. And then they've also forgot that basically hasn't played for a year and a half, more than a year and a half, and he was an older prospect coming in. He's 28 year old now. He's going to turn 29 in the season. You kind of have to feel that his best days are behind him. He's not going to replicate that 2020 season. And where he's going in early redraft, third round, I think that's very, very rich.
Yeah, I think third round's a bit absurd, to be fair. And yeah. Although you see it's them underlying stats that you were talking about with the yards per route run and things like that, but for me, it was on a small sample, obviously 5 games. The targets were still there, averaging over 10 per game, wasn't he? But then you got a declining quarterback at the time.
He had just
had that monster season. You know, over 15 games, 1,374 yards, 90 of 143 balls. Yeah. Like he was flying. So all of a sudden, then he gets the double coverage and things like that, which opened things up for Russell Gage a bit, I suppose, who's obviously plays a lot closer to the quarterback than Ridley does in general. But this ain't your run-of-the-mill sort of Will Fuller type wide receiver that's missed time. Ridley has always been elite wherever he's played. He was a five-star prospect coming out of high school, number one wide receiver in the country, 1,000 receiving yards as a true freshman at Alabama. You know, came into the NFL, first-round draft pick. That's not forgotten by a lot of people. And for me, the talent will win out overall. Which I think is where we differ a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm just probably more price sensitive. I'm kind of seeing, and all the points you made are perfectly valid. But like I'm looking at it now, 28 turning 29. I think he's hit that peak and he's now starting to come down. It's whether, you know, is it a sudden drop or is it a slow decline with him? The 2021 performance, like you said, small sample size, that would suggest it's more of a sudden than a slight decline. But again, small sample size, Matt Ryan, absolute garbage. And he's gone into a better offense. All points are valid. I still think Kirk will be the main focal point, and everybody else there is supporting him, basically, you know.
Yeah,
I could see a similar situation as to what you have with the Chargers, where, you know, you've got a really good outside receiver in Mike Williams, but everything still goes through the slot, still goes through Keenan Allen. Oh, that's what it has done the last couple of years. I think that might be the same kind of dynamic you get there. He's not going to, I don't think he's going to kill anybody that drafts him, depending on where you draft him, obviously. You're going to get a return. I just don't think you should expect to get that 2020 return or close to it.
No, not for next season, not. You know, that was a big year. Like, he was one of the top receivers in the league. Like, and he would have been on for a hell of a lot of targets in 2021. On the average, in the top five, without a doubt. But, you know, Christian Kirk over 1,000, Engram over 750 yards, Zay Jones over 800 yards for the first time ever in their career.
Yeah.
But he's not, Ridley's not coming in off an injury or anything like that. He's not coming back mid-season like we've seen with Deshaun Watson. He was heavily affected by it. You know, he'll have the whole preseason with the team should he be reinstated. I think today's the first day that he could be reinstated. But the Jaguars as well, one of the most pass-heavy teams in the league. It's just, I think he could get there. It's just don't pay up a third round price is pretty much the message, right?
Yeah, I think I haven't started on my projections yet, but I imagine when I do get round to doing them, they're going to come out around about 1,000. I would imagine around about 1,000 yards. you know, something like that, maybe 100, 110 targets, 1,000 yards, somewhere in that ballpark. But like I say, I haven't even started on them yet. But I would expect them to get around about 1,000 yards, I would think.
Yeah, that seems pretty fair. But that is it for the Calvin Ridley edition. Way too early. What's next? But we look at all things from now. There's no days off when you play fantasy football and you like to talk about it as much as us degenerates. But Mike, thanks for joining me. Let everyone know where they can find you.
You can get us at the FF Office on Twitter and also the Fantasy Front Office podcast on YouTube.
Brilliant. Go and check them out. And yeah, that is us.